Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number three, finishing up with my old friend Kevin Booth. That's how I got to meet Joe Rogan back in like 1998. And he's a filmmaker, best-selling author, and he's made the new American Drug War II that really shows from all different angles how it's hurting children, the drug war. And it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. You support his work, my work, when you get it there. But most importantly, you get a powerful tool to wake up, folks. Because, you know, whenever I talked about that little girl who got her Alexandria Hill, who got her head bashed in, reportedly by her foster mother, whose husband was a two-time convicted drug dealer, because the neighbors smelled marijuana, and they came and asked him, do you smoke pot? And he said, yeah. So Williamson County took their kids, and the family lined up and said, yeah, shouldn't have kids if you smoke pot. And I heard people in the YouTube comments and saw the comments. People made videos saying, she deserves it. You serves you right, dopers. And I don't even smoke pot, as you know, Kevin. I mean, I've been at your house many times, and you're having a movie showing or a party. We used to live in Austin, and you know, I'd drink one beer and wouldn't smoke pot when people were smoking it. I mean, I don't smoke pot very often, and because I don't really like it particularly. But my whole issue is there's all these other medical things involved in it, and the demonization of pot smokers. This is how slavery works. Well, they're black, so they deserve to be slaves. You know, they're bad. Or they're pot smokers, they deserve to be slaves. This is just modern slavery that criminal groups want to feed on. And then you learn the government's pushing deadly psychotropics on little kids. They really are sick. And anybody that gets arrested or ticketed or takes somebody's kids for smoking marijuana, you're the criminals. You're as bad as the Nazis. You're dirtbag scum. I wanted to say that.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, closing comments, Kevin, and the whole point about people don't even get that hemp is something totally separate that's outlawed, too.
Well, there's a lot of different aspects. I mean, if hemp has basically been allowed, you can grow hemp in every industrialized nation except for the United States. Now, I think that's just recently changed in Kentucky, but American companies are allowed to make hemp based products. You know, there's hemp like cereal and different grains and food and clothing and different fibers.
But they have to ship it in so they control it.
China. Yeah. And something else I just heard from a top researcher, just some new information I got just this morning, that some of these people, I'm in touch with a lot of people that travel around the earth, like looking for rare strains. This is like a big part of like this new movement and research and top cancer research and all this. They've discovered some little village in China recently where everybody living there is been eating this one type of hemp, and that grows the size of trees, and they use the hemp in their soups and everything.
Oh yeah, I read about that.
And the average death age is like 110. Like they supposedly there's somebody that's like 130 something years old there, and the average death age is like over 100 years old. And these people never touch Western medicine, nothing. And so it's pretty incredible. So yeah, the government's done an amazing job of demonizing a plant and calling it some like horrific addictive substance when really in reality, just back, like 100 years ago, it was derivatives of cannabis and hemp were in every single doctor's little black bag until David Rockefeller came in, basically created all the American medical societies.
It's always them.
Switched over the entire thinking of Western medicine from plant-based to chemical-based.
You know what? Stop there. I'm going to hold you over 5 more minutes to give you the floor to give the history stuff that you break down as well and really give us the cannabis news and how this is cannabis destiny, the film available at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. But what's amazing, folks, is it's always the Rockefellers. They created Hitler. They created Margaret Sanger. They created the fake left movement to disenfranchise minorities and bragged how they do it. I mean, and you read the books they wrote. It's not like, you know, Kevin's saying the same thing I say because that's what he went and researched and found. I mean, it's just these pieces of garbage. I mean, it's like the devil. They are the devil. We'll be right back with Kevin Booth straight ahead to give us a cannabis news update and other incredible tidbits. But recap what you just said when we come back and get back into that history. And then I'll hit the big news in the Middle East. Get the film, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, old Mike Judge is going to be back in Austin soon. Not name dropping, I'm just actually looking forward to it. Going out and hearing some live music. He'll just jump right up there and play as good as anybody. My buddy Jimmy Vaughn, you know, he's a famous blues singer, brother Stevie Ray Vaughan. And he talks about the fact, because only a really good musician knows this stuff. I just know Mike Judge is an incredible musician that you just heard lead us in. But he said, no, he used to be in big bands. He's as good as it gets. And this is from somebody that's got a whole bunch of Grammys. Just amazing, multi-talented patriot, Mike Judge. I don't know why I just said that, why I brought that up. I just need to call him and text him back and go hang out with Mike Judge. You know, that's the good news here, is that so many cool, smart people are awake to the New World Order. And people like, of course, our guest have been awake to it for a very long time. Kevin Booth, award-winning filmmaker. His new film, American Drug War 2, available at the Wall Street Journal, calls the film a game-changing moment for both the film and entertainment industry, as well as the cannabis industry, the Wall Street Journal. That's just some of the incredible headlines. I mean, this is a powerful film. Infowarsstore.com, a powerful tool to wake people up. I'm going to get into the big geopolitical news and then have some breaking food news coming up. But speaking about this, when I've had, say, 100 copies of my magazine, I drop them off on a visiting family in East Texas. They give it to other family, and then the other family who loves me goes, "We're worried about Alex. He's pushing dope in his magazine." And it was hemp oil that's a different version of the plant, no THC, hundreds of studies conservatively about how incredibly it is for lowering cholesterol, the heart, the brain. I mean, it's like coconut oil. I mean, it's just really got it's a lot of the same attributes. I guess it's cannabinoids or what, you know, but it's a subsection of those. And then it doesn't have the THC or whatever. And it's just the ignorance. And here's another one. Infowars.com has a link to the ABC News piece. Mother threatened for feeding baby goats milk instead of GMO soy formula. It's on record the soy makes women hyperfeminine and boys feminine and leads to breast cancer. On major studies, it's on record their brains don't grow as much. It's on record the formula on average is 75% sugar and stuff like high fructose corn syrup. We've done reports on it. I mean, they've had cases where the formula is killing kids worldwide. Guys, Google a formula causes thousands to die in China, you know, where they even get more sugar and less protein and fat. So they're persecuting people that give their babies things that they need, but then they're persecuting. This shows how predatory the system is. So, Kevin, you've got the floor. You were getting into your research about the Rockefellers and the medicine system. Recap all that and then give us a five-minute overall cannabis news report.
Okay, well, once again, back just about 100 years ago, most of all of our medicine was plant-based, and in almost every back in the day, doctors used to carry the little black bag, and in every doctor's black bag was all types of different cannabis oils and hemp oil. And to correct you slightly there, the hemp plant is the non-psychoactive cousin to the cannabis plant. Now, there's cannabis plants now that they've bred to have just CBDs instead of THC. THC is what gets you high.
Look, I know you're the expert. All right. I'm saying for laymen out there is the regular hemp will not do anything to
you. It's just for fiber. Yeah, it's just for food and fiber and fuel, basically. You could smoke
plenty of hemp. And it's a wonder product, better than DuPont. They lobbied to get rid of it because it would be better than polyester, but go ahead.
And they were able to lump it together into one classification called marijuana, and that's how they got rid of it, and that ties back into William Randolph Hearst and the logging industry and all that. I mean, so it's like the Hearsts and the Rockefellers that have like a huge history of promoting the drug war agenda. And so when the Rockefellers took over all the medical foundations around 1913, starting in that period, they switched the whole thinking of Western medicine from plant-based, which before then there wasn't like this huge cancer rate, into chemical-based, and it just so happened that they owned all the chemical plants. They owned all the processing, and it turns out that David Rockefeller didn't even take his own medicine, that David Rockefeller lived to be over 100, and he stuck with plant-based medicine, which just goes to show that he wasn't even taking what he was prescribing to everybody else.
He had a full-time, old-fashioned plant-based MD that was biased all the time. That's on record, yeah.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. Now, another aspect of this that we haven't covered today that's in the movie is that in for any doubters out there, in 2003, and look this up, our very own Department of Health and Human Services obtained the patent for cannabinoids to be used as a neuroprotectant and an anti-inflammatory. Now, that right there is like the end of the argument. You see our own government, which, by the way, the government is not supposed to be allowed to get patents like this. So that in itself is a very crooked, weird underdealing. And while they're silently arresting everybody, or I should say not silently, while they have been arresting still 800,000 citizens a year for marijuana-related charges, they're out there making deals with foreign pharmaceutical companies, namely GW Pharmaceuticals out of England, to basically how to tear the marijuana plant down and to turn it into a bunch of different pharmaceutical things that they can patent. And because you can't patent the entire marijuana plant because it's made out of over 60 cannabinoids and so many compounds, it's unpatentable. And that's why you can't just get the marijuana plant as is through the FDA process with the way the FDA is set up. It's a catch-22 where they go round and round. So a lot of these companies, the one company in our film is cannabis science out of Denver, Dr. Bob, a really cool, amazing guy who I've been friends with for a long time. They're trying to get the natural derivative of marijuana through the FDA process, and that in itself has been, you know, just an incredible feat. And so basically it's a race against time, but you got these more evil-minded pharmaceutical companies that are basically their goal in all this is to tear the plant down. And so instead of being able to grow one plant in your backyard that you can be used for anxiety, for sleeplessness, for pain relief, for depression, on and on and on, they want you to have to buy 50 different pills that would be, okay, this is the one cannabinoid we found best for pain. This is the cannabinoid that we find best for headaches. This is the best cannabinoid for menstrual cramps. This one's a spray. This is a pill. This is a syrup. This is a salve. They want to break it down like that. They don't want you to be able to grow the one single plant that's the end all. And they've tried to like brainwash the public into thinking that only a crazy person would believe that you could have one answer to all these different problems. They want you to believe that you have to have like a separate medication for every little teeny tiny ailment.
But George Washington did smoke it. You can look it up. They called it stomach ache hemp, toothache hemp. Because right. He grew hemp. He grew a bunch of other stuff. But he grew what they called the toothache hemp and the stomach ache hemp. And that was the kind that, you know, you got a toothache or whatever, you got a stomach ache, you get your pipe out. You don't smoke tobacco, which he also grew. You know, George Washington smoked marijuana. He needs to be arrested right now.
Well, and I guess they say the Declaration of Independence was actually drafted on hemp paper. I mean, our wars have been fought with hemp, using hemp for the sails.
Hemp sails, hemp ropes, hemp uniforms.
It just goes on. Yeah, I mean, we went through, there's the whole hemp for victory period where there was actually a period in our history where you had to grow hemp. So it's a very crazy history with the hemp plant. And there's a little chapter in our film about that, about a guy named Dr. Bronner, they import like thousands and thousands of pounds of hemp oil from, they have to get it from Canada and China. It's another reason for patriots to be upset right now, because American farmers could be making a fortune growing hemp, but they're not allowed to.
That's the other secret. It Canadians grows anywhere.
Yeah, Chinese people, people in China now are having a hemp renaissance. China is getting way ahead of America now on all this hemp R&D, the whole thing, because all of us Americans have our hands tied with these ridiculous laws, while China and other countries are out there racing ahead of us on this deal. And it's just another way for us to be left behind, and we're going to have to buy all our products and get our research from other countries because of these laws.
Well, that's
because
the globalists are all invested in China. We're not allowed to have anything. Nothing. Yeah. Everything's being shut down. And I tell you, cops pull me over sometimes, usually it's state police, and they go, got any drugs in there? I'm like, no, I don't have the drugs the government brings in. And I don't have marijuana. You know, it just makes me so sick. I mean, I'm just so sick of it.
Yeah, man, it's a sad situation, you know, but it's also crazy. I mean, there is some good news on the horizon. I mean, it's interesting to go to Denver right now. I just got back from Denver again since I was on your show again, and I'm filming a thing out there. And all I can say is that Denver is probably a lot like Chicago was when they ended Prohibition. I mean, it is basically people in the streets smoking and... everybody's got a joint in their pipe in their hands. It's kind of crazy and funny to see what happens when Prohibition ends. I hope they don't ruin it by kind of going overboard and becoming a bad example for the rest of the country. But, you know, it just got completely legalized for recreational in Colorado and Washington State. So it's an interesting time to keep your eyes on that. So, you know, where there is a lot of stuff, there is also a lot of forward movement in ending the drug war. So it's a battle. I mean, we're still
at a tipping point. Absolutely. Well, great job, Kevin. People can get the film at InfoWarsStore.com. Very important. Wake up, friends and family. I'll say this, though, as a proviso. And you've said this on air last time you were on, and we've said it privately. There's extremes in everything. The drug war is one of the biggest evils ever to kill our Constitution. It has to end. When you have drug prohibition, it makes more drug use happen, makes it avant-garde, makes criminal groups make money off of it. So it's evil up one side, down the other. But the total pothead movement, where they get it so strong now, and just, I mean, you can abuse marijuana. You can abuse aspirin. You can abuse coconut oil. I mean, there are a lot of people abusing marijuana. Now, I don't think they should have their kids taken away, unless they're actually hurting their kids. But, I mean, you've admitted to me there are some really people getting screwed up on pot. I mean, pot is not God, and it's not perfect, right?
Well, I mean, but this is kind of like what happens with Prohibition, right? This is the reaction. That's why it's interesting to go to Denver and see what's happening in Denver right now, because this is what happens when Prohibition gets lifted in one little area and that people jump to these extremes. It's also very interesting to note, and this is in the film as well, you know, that you hear the same thing about, like, well, the marijuana today is no longer your parents' Woodstock pot. It's way stronger. But because of Prohibition, they've made the pot stronger. And
exactly.
THC,
we're out of time, Kevin.
Medical.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
All right, folks, I've got my reporters on it. And quite frankly, Kevin's a great guy. I probably should have just canceled him today, but I canceled him yesterday because of such big news on the attack on the First Amendment in this country across the board. And then I got him on again today, and it's important news about the drug war, but it just pales in significance. But I'm just kind of apologizing on air, not for Kevin. He's a great guest and intelligent guy, that we should have been covering more what's happening in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Libya, you name it, because this could lead to World War III. And a lot of analysts are saying that. But let me tell you who is covering it. DrudgeReport.com. Let's put them up on screen. Video shows urban warfare in central Cairo. That's the capital of Egypt, folks. I know most of you know that, but in case we have new listeners. Protesters, guns don't scare us anymore. Hundreds and hundreds dead in the last few days. Some jump off bridges to avoid gunfire. At least 27 dead more in new clashes today. Tourism faces meltdown. Yeah, that's the only thing propping up the economy. Reuters has a live feed. Dozens of phone calls from Obama, Hagel, Kerry ignored by top general. Yeah, well, Obama's gone to Martha's Vineyard to vacation again and go boating some. Saudi king calls on Arabs to stand with Egypt. Egyptian military promises to rebuild Christian churches. Good job for them. Now, over on the left-hand or right-hand side of Drudge, he has the real key intel. The Nile runs red. Incoherent Obama policy under fire as violence spreads. Speak softly and carry no stick. U.S. credibility in tatters. Peace, killer of U.S. Marine released. POTUS, party time on Martha's Vineyard. I just mentioned that. Rand slams Congress for funding. How does your conscience feel now? That's funding Morrissey, which Rand warned against. Congressional staffer. And it just goes on from there. Now, here's why you need to go read all those articles on DrudgeReport.com, so you have the facts about what I'm about to tell you. To explain things, I don't have time to get into the whole geopolitical breakdown, but basically there's this. You watch the movie Lawrence of Arabia, that's based on the true story of almost 100 years ago, a little under 100 years ago, how the British went in, founded the Bedouins to basically take over much of what is Saudi Arabia today and Syria and surrounding countries. And they carved out the most radical sect of Wahhabists, like the super enforcers, holy rollers of the Muslims, basically, of the Sunnis, of the majority group. The Brits are always smart with their empire. They went and made a deal with the biggest group, 80% of Islam, and the most radical sect of that, which was like 1%, but now is the majority, basically in control of Saudi Arabia. And projecting their empire worldwide. And they've got a deal with the globalists, okay? And you go back 3 years ago with Hosni Mubarak, who was a 31-year dictator, trained in the West, but was a stabilizer just like Saddam. Folks, he said, I'm not giving Libya to Al-Qaeda and the radicals. They're too dangerous. You want to destabilize things. They had him house arrest, drugged up. You never heard from him again. And they carried out this program that's in the PNAC documents, and that Wesley Clark also talked about, a plan to bring down 8 countries to deindustrialize them and create absolute squalor, put in radicals so the Pentagon's got somebody to bomb and could have no-bid weapons contracts, black hole. Not a U.S. interest, as has been pointed out by many, many top analysts we've had on, an interest of defense contractors. Themselves owned and run by hedge fund hyenas that just look at bottom lines. These people are going to cause World War III, according to every top analyst out there. Left, right, center, conservative, libertarian. But Rand Paul and Ron Paul have had the nerve to come out and say it and be attacked by all the neocons and all the authoritarian left people. And you've got the authoritarian left, the neocons, circling the wagons together, trying to put Al-Qaeda in all over the Middle East, raising unholy hell, okay? And Saudi Arabia, we've heard rumblings of this from our NSA sources, Wayne Madsen and others that have proven to be very accurate in the past, Tarpley, others, that there's a shift, and that's why Bandar Bush was his nickname. Prince Bandar has disappeared the last few years because he was part of a coup, counter-coup, not wanting to be part of this, reportedly. And that Saudi Arabia, and it's a horrible corrupt elite, any corrupt elite become sick, but I mean, they're nothing compared to the New World Order. The point is that Saudi Arabia is not going to go along with all of this. That they understand that this is a destabilization that will finally even bring them down, which, by the way, is part of the plan, finally. Saudi Arabia will be the last to fall. And then, by the way, the UN plans to make Israel fall next as the final deal for world government. This has all been charted out. Okay? So, Saudi Arabia, then Israel. Now, that's down the road. But look, Saudi king calls on Arabs to stand with Egypt. He said the kingdom of Saudi Arabia and its people and government stood and stand today with the brothers in Egypt against terrorism and against the attempts by, as they said in the past, outsiders to destabilize Egypt with radical Islam. Now, this is their own people. We're going to explain this when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
On InfoWars.com, where WikiLeaks' Julian Assange says that the only hope for America is a libertarian movement led by Rand Paul and Matt Drudge. And I think that that's really true. All he's been doing is pointing out that putting the Radical Muslim Brotherhood and Morrissey in and increasing their funding was to destabilize. And because he's up there, he knows what's going on. And now that's happened. And now even Saudi Arabia has come out and said, Arabs must not side with the Muslim Brotherhood and must not side with the Al-Qaeda groups. which have been their little proxy army, because now Saudi Arabia is getting what's happening here. And, of course, they've always known. It's all a balancing act with these different empires. But bottom line, the globalists want to bring down every country. They want squalor. They want collapse that allows them to buy things up. And I'm telling you, for 3 years, we've been breaking down what's going to happen in the Middle East, and it's now happening. And this is a big, big, big deal. Out of Reuters, Saudi King calls on Arabs to stand with Egypt. Saudi King Abdullah called on Arabs to stand together against attempts to destabilize Egypt and a strong message of support. Yeah, the full quote is outside destabilization. In a strong message of support for the country's military leadership read out on Saudi television on Friday. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, its people and government stood and stands today with the brothers in Egypt against terrorism, he said. I call on the honest men of Egypt and the Arabs of all Muslim nations to stand as one man with one heart in the face of attempts to destabilize a country that is the forefront of Arab and Muslim history, he added. Saudi Arabia was close ally with former President Hosni Mubarak, historically had a different relationship with the Muslim Brotherhood. It pledged $5 billion to aid Egypt after Mohamed Morsi, the Brotherhood, was ousted from the presidency last month. And again, that just further proves their siding against Obama. And let me tell you, there's big splits in the Pentagon, big splits in even the CFR. I mean, you see them out there saying this is crazy. I mean, we do crazy stuff, but I mean, we're going to put basically Al-Qaeda in charge. And the Egyptian military, I never support military mowing down people. But when our news says, I saw this last night on CNN. I was walking to the coffee room about 9 at night, and they were like, yes, protesters firebombed and shot the military. That isn't protesters firebombing and shooting. They call them protesters in Libya and Syria when they're burning down churches. And now the Egyptian military promises to rebuild Christian churches. They have been protecting Christians that are being ethnically cleansed, and they're attacking the military bases. And you know who's giving them weapons and training. I mean, folks, they want to take every stable pro-America country and bring them down over there. Why is that? Or a country that's third party and neutral. Because they want total chaos. They're globalists. They are playing all our countries off against each other. It's called full spectrum dominance. Where the globalists fund the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, who then fund subgroups that don't even know they're funded by the central banks, who then fight U.S. soldiers. So the U.S. soldiers have an excuse to be there. So the opium can be grown, so the no-bid contracts can be given by the trillions. This is the plan. Remember the guy 15 years ago in New York got caught? Hundreds of windshields for years, got knocked out every night with a ball-peen hammer, and the police detective finally noticed. He looked this up. Billboards everywhere for inexpensive windshield repair that just happened to be the perfect type for what was happening with the ball-peen. The spot windshield crack repair, and they staked out and they caught the guy knocking windows out. The owner at night would go out in just an hour and bust windshields. That's the New World Order, busting windshields. La, 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 la. Totally amoral, playing all sides scientifically. Might as well be Borg landing from the planet Snoopy or something doing this. I mean that hypothetical, folks, for the New York Times says, I believe there's a planet Snoopy and the Borg are going to land. All right, now shifting gears to give you an example of how the establishment has turned food into something entirely different. I want to show you, just so you know the history of this, what's in fast food, what's in the non-chicken half of the McNugget, Huffington Post. Here's the London Guardian. 10 gross ingredients you didn't know were in your food. Chicken McNuggets from McDonald's have a breakdown of silicone, or flat-out silicone, silly putty, and breast implant filler in it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot make this up. Well, Mike Adams of the Health Ranger Report, of course, at naturalnews.com, right here in Central Texas with us, he always is hiring outside labs to do tests. Well, they've now set up their own labs, and they've brought in their own people. And he's got a factory outside town, puts out his great products and everything. And we've got a video up on Infowars.com that shows what's in it. And, folks, this makes the pink slime look nutritious. He joins us now to give us the first big interview breaking this down. Mike Adams, you described this in your text to me this morning as Morgellons-like materials. What is going on, sir?
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we just launched the Natural News Forensic Food Laboratory, and this is our first research project. You may have noticed I haven't been covering politics as much lately because I've been in the lab, and we are taking a really close look at foods. We started with chicken McNuggets, and we have a really high-end, it's like a $100,000 microscope that we have access to now as part of this lab. It's a 3D modeling digital microscope, and we're able to look very closely at chicken McNuggets. And if you do that, you find some shocking things. We found mysterious fibers that resemble Morgellons or resemble some kind of hairs or resemble even algae, or one thing looks like an egg-shaped structure with a tail. I don't know exactly what these are. That someone else who's maybe an expert in this realm would be able to identify.
They may be proteins forming ring structures. Because they reconstituted them.
I'm telling you, but the thing is, Alex, I did not find anything that to me looked like chicken. So it's a chicken McNugget, and you would expect to find things that look like chicken meat fibers or strands of meat tissue. I personally, after hours and hours of looking at multiple chicken McNuggets, I did not find anything that looked like chicken. I found weird alien shapes. I found like transparent. It looks like silicone to me. I found gel-like structures. I found, you know, these weird fibers and things that look like a hair of some kind. It freaked me out. I literally almost puked on the microscope. It was that bizarre. And, Alex, we're just getting started. I also bought a Big Mac. I'm going to look at the beef patty under the microscope. I'm not going to give out the names of where I'm going, but I'm going to other fast food chains, and we're going to put these foods under the microscope and report forensically, scientifically, exactly what we're finding there.
And by the way, I'm showing folks the London Guardian here from several years ago, pointing out that it has silicone in it from silly putty and breast implants. Now, by the way, just a little bit of that leaking into women, everyone knows, caused lupus and autoimmune disorders and even deaths in some of the confirmed cases. But it's okay for you to eat it. And just as a layman, Mike, I've done research. I know you've gone to all the medical experts. But doesn't silicone actually clog up the kidneys and attack the intestines and everything else? I mean, I don't mean to be an extremist, but we probably shouldn't be eating silicone, especially fried silicone. Or is that extreme to say?
Well, it's a compound form of silicone. It's not the same thing exactly that's used in breast implants. It's a variation of it. But I agree with you. These elements, these compounds, are not food. Okay, they don't belong in the human body. And across the board, I'm not talking about just chicken McNuggets, but across the board, when you have all of these additives in foods that are not foods themselves, you begin to see patterns of kidney function problems. You begin to see digestive problems. You begin to see Crohn's disease, which is inflammation of the digestive tract. All kinds of disorders come out of this. And I got to tell you, this is my new focus, Alex, is to run this forensic food laboratory throughout the year. I'm going to be bringing you, as time allows, if you're interested in them,
some
really amazing reports of what we're finding, not just with microscopy, but also some other tests. I'm not going to give out what we're doing yet, but it is stuff that's going to shock the world. I think today the FDA needs to take a look at this. You know, the FDA jumps on raw milk because of what's supposed to be what's in raw milk.
Oh, they take people's children and try to take their children if they feed them goat's milk. I think the entire family should be executed.
Exactly. And then they say, well, this is okay to have these weird fibers and hairs in chicken McNuggets because it's all dead food, so therefore it's not harmful. Look, I'm not saying these structures are harmful, but we need to investigate. And people have brought to my attention today the topic that you have covered a lot, Morgellons, this mysterious disease that the CDC says doesn't even exist, and yet people keep finding all this evidence of weird fibers.
Well, they do have medical doctors that say it is real, yeah.
Yes, yes. But the establishment says, you know, they're not acknowledging it yet. Well, we found things in these chicken McNuggets that resemble Morgellons. I'm not saying it is Morgellons. We can't say that yet, but it resembles them. And that alone is pretty frightening to me.
Well, let me expand on this, because according to the medical reports that even CNN's done, this dimethylpolysiloxane, how do you say the...
Silazane.
silicone. So how do you pronounce it correctly? The stuff that's in silicone that they fry in not just McDonald's. Let's not single them out. I was reading that this is used in hundreds of not just fast foods, but products that have, any type of breading for the fluffing in the frying process.
It's an anti-foaming agent is what it's used for. And you find throughout the food supply, some of the research that we're doing, for example, you'll find polypropylene glycol very commonly used in like fake blueberries, used in blueberry muffins and breads. And polypropylene glycol is an antifreeze that's used to winterize RVs. And it's listed right on the
ingredients. Yeah, I saw that even mainstream news. Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, shouldn't we give our dogs and cats little bowls of it?
Well, I think the big picture of all this, Alex, why are the globalists able to pull off what they're doing right now in Egypt and with America trying to destroy the real constitutional roots of our nation? It's because they can dumb people down through the food supply. They can poison you with the food. It's not just the chemicals, it's also the heavy metals. We know that lead and cadmium and so on in large quantities. I'm not talking about just trace amounts like parts per billion. I'm talking about big amounts.
Yeah, I was reading in Washington Post that 40%+ of all sugared processed foods have high levels of lead in them. Why is that? Where is all this coming from?
There's two main sources. One, the chemtrails are actually distributing metals, mostly aluminum, as you know, that then falls on the agricultural land, gets incorporated into the soil, and then taken up into the plant. But the other thing is that all across the country, they're using human biosolids, in other words, actual human waste products as a fertilizer, and putting that on the croplands. The human waste products, I mean, it's basically sewage sludge that's turned into, you know, soil.
That has bioaccumulated all the big pharma drugs, everything.
Yes, the metals are accumulated there. You can get a lot of metals from eating, let's say, shrimp from China, for example, loaded with, well, some of it is loaded with mercury.
And then even if you don't eat a lot of bad stuff, it doesn't matter. The plants you're eating are having that most of the big sewage places are producing, they're having the human excrement put on it, so you're getting a nice allotment of the estrogen mimickers, the Prozacs, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Yep.
This is just wonderful.
And the antibiotics, and also trace amounts of mind-altering psychiatric drugs, which are based on fluoride.
Hello.
See, the puzzle starts to come together. They're using food as a vector of a mind control weapon of sorts. And it's very effective at keeping people dumbed down to the point where they will buy any other agenda out there.
Absolutely. Look at this article out of Live Science. It's also out of Haaretz. It's also from the Israeli government on George Washington blog. Links right through to it. Israel's Supreme Court has outlawed water fluoridation, saying it is reduces IQ and gives you cancer. Sounds like they're pretty extremist there. They've said, quote, Israel's Supreme Court has ruled that water fluoridation in the country must end next year. According to news reports, the landmark decision goes even further than legislation by the health minister. Yale German, good for them, wish we had him as a health minister, earlier in the year that would have ended mandatory fluoridation nationwide, reports the Irish publication, Hot Press, and then in Washington's blog it links through to the Israeli government doing that. So, wow, I wonder what's happening. Also, they're ending the practice in Portland, Oregon. They're ending it in most of New Zealand, many cities like Calgary in Canada. Tampa ended it, but then they reversed the law. Boy, I tell you, there are a lot of crazy people that read the Harvard study that it brain damages us.
Well, the big news on fluoride, which is going to come out in more detail, and in fact, your team did an excellent video report on this, I think, last year in Austin, an undercover hidden camera report. Remember that? The big story on fluoride is that the fluoride powder that is bought to dump into the water supply is absolutely loaded with heavy metals. And
That's from China mainly. Yes. They admit it. It's hundreds of things, yeah.
Yes, chemical compounds, industrial waste, heavy metals. If the truth gets out on what's in fluoride, it's going to be the largest public health scandal in human history. It is a extremely toxic substance, toxic not only to neurology but also to the kidneys. And, Alex, if you damage your kidneys, you can't process vitamin D. meaning you can be in the sun and you can take vitamin D supplements, but you can't turn it into blood-soluble, blood-circulating vitamin D.
How extreme. You know, how dare you? Because, I mean, we've got news reports that they admit up to 350 chemicals in the Chinese fluoride. That's the majority of fluoride here. It's all their toxic waste, lead, mercury, arsenic, cobalt, uranium, plutonium, strontium. What is wrong with that?
China is using the United States water municipalities as its toxic waste disposal system.
Well, but right? That's good. It's good to have your child die, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, I guess, but it's certainly effective at keeping people dumbed down.
Well,
and
thank God Homeland Security is keeping us safe from Al Qaeda right now.
Right, but they'll let China ship in toxic metals to be put right into the mouths of babies. It's absolutely incredible. The crimes against humanity that are taking place through food and water and medicine right now are just absolutely astonishing. But we are going to be working on this now with a whole new level of laboratory equipment and training that I've gone through to be a certified lab technician on a lot of different pieces of equipment. We're gonna blow the lid on this stuff, Alex, and that's my new focus. So I appreciate you.
Sure, I know you've been hiring a lot of firms to do that in the past, but now you're doing it. Very exciting. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. But you know, none of it matters. MSNBC says that this is a hate-filled show connected to the Boston bombing, and that I'm deeply racist, Mike.
I could not believe that. I actually started writing an article in your defense to say publicly, I've been around you in person. I've never seen you act in any kind of racist way. In fact, you've always gone out of your way to protect African American babies against the abortion.
That's racist.
Holocaust. Yeah. You've gone out of your way to talk about vitamin D needed among people with dark skin because of how they can't generate it from sunlight as much. You've gone out of your way, actually, to help free all Americans. For them to call you racist or anything, it just discredits them.
Well, they didn't show where I was racist either.
No,
it's like, yeah. it's so over the top. I don't know whether to sue them or...
Sue them. I would sue them.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Thank you, Mike. Good to talk to you, the Health Ranger. Big news on the McNuggets. Thank you, sir.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Imagine a crime drama, let's say fictitiously on ABC, just for the sake of argument, where they catch a villain who works at the water treatment plant adding, let's be conservative, 10 different radioactive isotopes in high levels, known to give you pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, intestinal cancer, to hurt eyesight, to destroy your kidneys. It would be, oh my gosh, the investigators would find them, they'd get the death penalty. But they ship in from Florida, where they do some of the mining for uranium, Colorado, but mainly China. Whatever's left from it. But then they have all the other toxic waste plants, the aluminum purification smelting, the fertilizer production, where they're not allowed under law because there's old regulations to put toxic waste on the crops, unless it's from human waste. That's how they get around that. So they take all that, put it in a bag, and have cities pay for it and put it in the water. So we're not even debating fluoride here. And in one newscast, they did a study and found over 300, this is years ago, I'm glad Mike's going to do it and get all the numbers and show what he finds. We've shown this newscast before, it was a local newscast that got out of like Wisconsin, 350-plus deadly chemicals in it, I mean high levels. And when this all came out, because I was talking about it, Rick Perry signed an order, you can look this up, in Texas, blocking the release that every municipal water supply in the state of Texas that fluoridates, it just so happened, it's about 75% of them at the time, this was about 4 years ago, had high levels of radiation. So the local news heard me talk about this. Austin's done it. Outside cities have done it. We ought to find those newscasts, play them again. I've played them many times. They went over with Geiger counters, and it's like, you know, 10, 12, 15 times what it should be, high radiation. And then the state all acted dumb and said, we don't know why, gee, we don't have, and Rick Perry then signed an order, because he loves you, he's so conservative, to block all of that. So, I'm going to explain this to you again. Lobbyists, on record, would have to store all this toxic waste, but they get paid to come pay off your city. Austin pays over $1 million a year to put what they call fluoride in the water. And it's totally secret what brand they buy. They won't release it. They're about to get sued. That's some inside baseball over all this. It's finally going to happen. But just where I live. So you need to filter your water. And this is a plug at the end of the show. Go get a ProPure water filter with Pro One that has the special filtration system to massively reduce fluoride. Fluoride is so hard to get out. It's so small. One of the smallest little molecules out there. You can look it up. Or elements, I guess. But the point is, it massively reduces it all with the Pro One all-in-one filter. They have some other filter systems as well that cut out the glyphosates, you know, all that kind of stuff. The Roundup Ready that's just absolutely devastating people on record. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a win-win-win. You fund the operation, our news division, the radio show, the films. We need your support. We're spending every dime coming in right now. So I just sell stuff that I believe in and I use myself, and hopefully we can fund ourselves. And thanks to everybody that supports us, everybody that sends out our links on Twitter, everybody that passes them on their email, their Facebook, everybody that supports our sponsors, supports our local affiliates. But really, get your Pro One water filter system, ProPure, with promo code WATER, 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call right now and use the promo code WATER and 10% off all the ProPure water systems, 888-253-3139, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 888-253-3139. And you know we're under attack for a reason. We know what we're talking about. If we were lying about this stuff, we'd be sued into the ground in days. Okay, I wish this stuff wasn't true every day. I wish somebody could prove this stuff wrong.
Associated with the far, far left, they're talking about the conspiracy to put fluoride in the water. And who, right. You know, who did 9/11?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Fluoride is good for you, folks. China shipping his toxic waste here for you and your family, and I'm the bad man. I'll see you this Sunday. See you this Sunday, 4 to 6.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.